This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Stunamonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury.
Supported by the Ministry of Education.
It's now time for the Radio Rangers, International Students in Christchurch.
Hi everyone, mabuhay, namaste. I'm here with the very newly formed Radio Rangers group as part of Stunamonia International Students Living Well. My name is Sally and I'm going to be doing some questions today with the members of the group. We've got six of the eight of this particular group. Fasim, how about we start with you? If you could maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
My name is Fasim. I'm from India. I'm here from last 2 years. I like Christchurch. I'm pursuing the business here in Kite College. You're pretty good.
Studying business. And anyone else here studying business?
Yeah, I'm studying also. Myself, Guri. And I'm studying with Vaseem. We are both in the same class. And we enjoy studying in the same classes. And the college is very best for us.
Yeah. How long have you been here, Guri?
I'm here from last one and a half year. And firstly, I studied in Enter College. It's Aspire to. And I think both college are best. That's it.
No preferences then?
No preference.
And you others are all studying Aspire too, aren't you?
Yes.
Micah, how about we start with you?
I'm studying Diploma in Business Management with the specialization of Hospitality and Tourism. And yeah, it's good. And I've been here for 2 weeks.
2 weeks? Wow.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah. Welcome to New Zealand.
Thank you. I'm loving it here.
You're doing well if you're loving it with the weather like it is at the moment. It's pretty miserable.
Yeah. It's kind of unpredictable.
Yeah. And Maria, you've also been here just 3 weeks?
Yes. Okay, so my name is Maria and I've been, I'm studying business, Diploma in Business Level 7 at Aspire 2 as well. So I'm loving the weather as well. I'm loving the environment, very quiet and very clean.
Talking about myself, it's me, Suhana. I'm originally from Nepal, Kathmandu. I'm pursuing a Diploma in Information Technology Level 6 here in New Zealand from 2.5 years. Sorry, it's just 1.5 year actually. And I'm loving it, the people and the weather, it's really good, yeah.
Hi everyone, this is Ms. Prima and I'm also from Kathmandu, Nepal. And also, I'm also studying Diploma in Business, Diploma in IT Level 6, and I'm in the same class with Suhana. And I have been here from last 1 year, and I'm loving New Zealand. Yep, it's all.
It's really nice to hear you guys be really positive about New Zealand. You've all said you're really enjoying it.
Yeah.
And that's particularly cool because we've got people who've been here just 3 weeks. And people who've been here for much longer than that. What are some of the things you're particularly enjoying about it?
Of course, the scenery.
The sceneries, the mountains,
yeah,
the cows and the sheep.
Oh, yeah.
Very different to the Philippines,
yeah,
I
it's
imagine.
Really different.
Yeah, and the food. I love the food. Very fresh. I love milk. I love cheeses.
Yeah. And it's less populated and less pollution. Mm-hmm. So it's really beautiful.
I love the fact like how the stranger smiles at you,
yeah,
and they wish you good morning, have a good day, and it's really nice feeling to have from a stranger. I think that's the best part for me.
Yes, absolutely. It makes you feel welcome.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's actually a really good point because this show is all about student well-being. Yeah. And so if people are willing to give you a smile, it makes a big difference.
Yes,
it does. Definitely.
How about you guys? What are you enjoying?
We're loving Christchurch.
That's all. What are you enjoying?
Like everything. Like the oceans. I love swimming. I love water. I love to swim. So
have you been in the water here?
Yeah.
Not now, like in.
It's freezing.
Yeah, I love to swim. It's like, it's really good for me. Every like summer, I used to go every weekend to swim some beaches, some like other places.
I think for me, one of the things that's so cool about this area is that you might go to the beach and there might be nobody else there. It's so empty.
I can swim freely.
Actually, in Nepal, we don't have any oceans. So it's really curious, you know, it's really new experience for us.
Yeah.
So whenever any Nepalese come to New Zealand, the first thing they do is going to beaches. Because we've never seen in our country.
I came here in last winter. Although it was really cold, but I wanted to see that, the New Brighton Beach. That was crazy.
Yeah.
You've all talked about things that you really enjoy. How about some of the things that you're finding challenging? Or that you have found challenging maybe in the past?
Well,
like your jobs.
lack of jobs?
Like jobs. Like when we were students, we were allowed to do only 20 hours. Like, it's a bit low. Like, we don't get much money. Like, we get so much expenditure. How rents, like, 150 rent, like, everything. Like, it's pretty hard for students to, like, survive. We're fine. Like, we are surviving.
Certainly like difficulty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are facing some difficulties also while we're working. Like, last time I said, I'm working in a night and day grocery store, and you hear about a robbery here. It's a 2 robberies in just 9 days. And both time I'm a lucky guy for working here. And just that. So we don't have any that much safety for us, like for the students. We are not allowed to put anything for our safety, like any road with us, any pepper spray, because it's against the law. And so that's it. We want some safety.
Those are interesting points and maybe things to bear in mind as you guys think about future topics for this show. Student safety, physical safety,
yeah.
And also financial issues.
That's true.
How about you girls?
What I find challenging, I think, transportation.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Finding establishments, because we're just new, we're not familiar with the place yet. You know, bus rides, we're not familiar on what bus to ride, going to, you know, different places.
Different routes and regulations also.
Yep.
Yeah.
We always walk. And walk.
Yeah, there's like Google app. You can go for Google Maps.
Yep, yep. I
like
have it. I have Google
go
Maps.
Go for buses. They can know all the routes.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
But here, the problem is you have to have a personal car, you know, like any personal transportation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have work, you have study, and if you are engaged to other volunteer work or something like that, it's really hard to catch the bus.
Yes.
You have to leave house at least 2 hours
early.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's totally a waste of time.
You say I won't be late.
Actually.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
So I think that's the only problem for a student like us.
Sorry? Yep.
And the summer, it gets really hot.
Sure.
Yeah, sometimes the temperature goes really high. Yeah, it's not that bad though. Yeah, still.
Perhaps not for you guys from the Philippines.
Well,
though.
It's probably still hot.
Just in Nepal, we don't really have that much of temperature. It's just
it's
a normal.
Oh, okay.
But here, oh my God, when you go out without sunglasses and sun cream, when you return back, you will be totally a
different
person.
So,
yeah.
That's
not
bad,
actually. Yeah.
Back home. Because our temperature back home reaches sometimes 40 degrees to 42 degrees.
It's the same as India also? It's the same in India?
So
41, 42?
It's a lot warmer and humid. So it's a lot warmer. Probably
it's only
we'll still enjoy summer here.
It's just like a 28 in summer. As well,
yeah,
in our 20
degrees,
yeah. 28. That's maximum 28.
That's a cold season for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cold season.
You made a good point, Sohana, though, that if you're going out in summer to wear a hat, sun cream, and sunglasses, because the sun here is really, really powerful and dangerous.
Yes, I heard that. That's
and I heard that so many people have been suffering from cancer, you know, like skin cancer.
Radiation.
Yeah, because
UV
of the radiation. It's really strong. The rays is really strong in New Zealand. I heard so, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
But they have lots of sunscreens
available
at the market. So I bought one as well. I saw that on my research before I came here. So
yeah, that's nice.
I'm ready for that.
Good idea. Okay, we're going to have a first break, and Guri and Vaseem have chosen a Punjabi song for us called Famous.
Famous song from Sidhu Moosewala.
Sidhu Moosewala.
Not called Famous, okay.
ਲਵਈ ਗੋਰੀ ਏ ਚਰਚੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਮਿਸੀ ਸਾਗਾ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਜਿਨੇ ਮਾਣਕ ਹੋਵੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੁਣਦਾ ਲੇਡੀ ਗਾਗਾ ਮਿਹਨਤੀ ਪੁੱਤ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ ਠੁੱਕ ਤੂੰ ਆਖੇ ਗੁੰਡਾਈਆ ਫੀਲਿੰਗ ਕੋਈ ਬਾਈ ਟੈਪ ਨੀ ਸੜਕਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਬੁੱਗੀਆਂ ਲੈਂਦੀ ਆ ਚਿੱਟੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਹੈਲ ਕੈਟ ਨੀ ਡਾਊਨ ਟੂ ਅਰਥ ਰਕਾਨੇ ਫੀਲਿੰਗ ਕੋਈ ਬਾਈ ਟੈਪ ਨੀ ਸੜਕਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਬੁੱਗੀਆਂ ਲੈਂਦੀ ਆ ਚਿੱਟੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਹੈਲ ਕੈਟ ਨੀ ਗੋਰੀਆਂ ਪੱਟਦਾ ਚਾਦਰਾ ਜੱਟਦਾ ਤੇ ਹੱਥ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੂੰਡਾ ਯਾ ਅਸਲੀ ਉਹ ਮਰਦ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਨੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਹੀ ਵੋਕੈਬੁਲਰੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਫੇਲੀਅਰ ਵਰਡ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਨੀ ਰੱਖੇ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਚੇਲੇ ਚਪਟੇ ਅਸਲੀ ਉਹ ਮਰਦ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਨੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਹੀ ਵੋਕੈਬੁਲਰੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਫੇਲੀਅਰ ਵਰਡ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਨੀ ਖੁਰਕੜੀ ਤਾਂ ਲੜਦੀ ਮੂਹਰੇ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਕਰਦੀ ਹੋਣਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਕੁੰਡਾਈਆ ਬਲੀਏ ਡੋਲੀ ਦਾ ਖੂਨ ਪਸੀਨਾ ਗਾਉਂਦਾ ਜੱਟ ਗੋਨੇ ਦਾ ਆਓ ਨੱਚਦੀ ਫਿਰੇ ਸਲੀਨਾ ਖੇਡੀ ਨੀ ਪੋਕਰ ਬਲੀਏ ਡੋਲੀ ਦਾ ਖੂਨ ਪਸੀਨਾ ਗਾਉਂਦਾ ਜੱਟ ਗੋਨੇ ਦਾ ਕੰਨ ਲਾ ਕਹੇ ਸੁਣੇ ਕਰੀਨਾ ਸੌਖਾ ਨੀ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਯਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਦਾ ਕੀਮਤੀ ਖੂਨ ਜਾਈਆ
Hi, you're listening to the Radio Rangers, one of the Studiomonia groups. We're going to talk now about Nepal, the Philippines, and India because this is one of our most diverse student groups. And my first question is, what do you think is special about your country? Maybe we'll start with the Filipinos.
One of the famous dishes in our country is called adobo. It's a chicken with vinegar, soy sauce, and garlic. And that's one of the famous food in the Philippines that every foreigners love it so much. Yes.
Filipino food is so
yes.
good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we have lots of islands, so that's one of the, you know, one of the things that, you know, we are proud of. We have lots of beautiful beaches, beautiful places, historical places in the Philippines like Boracay, Bohol, Cebu. So, there you go.
Are those beaches?
Yeah, we have lots of beaches in Cebu. Boracay is a beach. We have one in Bohol as well. And Davao, famous beaches.
Nice, and quite different to Nepal, where there are no beaches.
Yeah, there is no beaches at all. Only you can get the swimming pools, and we do have rivers actually, bigger rivers. The second largest river in.
I think the second largest bungee jump. That's in Nepal. It's Botikosi. Do you know about that?
No. Oh, at on the border with Tibet, is it?
No, it's on the way to like China for Tibet. Just on the way.
Yes, I think I've been. I haven't bungee jumped there, but I have been to the place.
Yes, nice. It's beautiful.
And as we know, Mount Everest, it's in Nepal, and. Nepal is actually famous for adventure, like bungee jumping and camping and all stuff.
Trekking as well.
Trekking. ABC camping and Everest camping, I think.
Yeah, Everest Base Camp. It's the best famous for trek. And there are like high hills.
So mountains.
Yeah, it's adventurous for trekking.
Yeah, and talking about food. So maybe you all heard about momos?
Momos.
No?
Yeah.
Dumplings, actually, yeah.
Oh, dumplings.
People call it dumpling, but we call it momos.
Me too.
And it's really famous. It's really awesome. It's kind of national food for Nepalese.
What kind of momos do you have?
It's like we have vase. Actually, the famous one in Nepal is the bof momo. So it's basically the buffalo's meat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We don't eat cow because it's God for us. So we eat buffalo.
Buffaloes.
Okay. Yeah, it's called bof momo. Can you pronounce that?
Is the husband of cow buffalo?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I would have thought they're kind of related too.
No, it's different. Buffalo is like. It's totally a different category.
Husband
cow
of like cow, husband. I think. Yeah. Husband of
cow. Husband
but cow, we consider it as one of our goddess.
Yeah. Same in India.
Every year, we take a fast for her and we worship her. And obviously, if you worship somebody, then you can eat that,
yes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's the thing, but we do eat buffalo. Yeah, that's the famous thing about Nepal.
Okay.
How about in India?
India, like India got 29 states.
29 states and
like
Union territories, yeah.
Yeah, 1,652 languages in India, and official is 22.
22 official
22.
Languages,
yeah.
And India is famous for our different religious places. Like one of the famous places, according to me, is Golden Temple here. It's a temple made of all gold, and I'm very happy. My birth is from that place.
Oh. Where is that?
It's in Amritsar.
Oh, Amritsar.
In city
Punjab.
Amritsar, yeah.
Yeah.
In Punjab.
I've seen Pride and Prejudice.
Ah.
Have you seen it?
India is also famous for the food, like different type of cuisines, like kulchas, and all other different things.
Like every state has different food.
Food different.
Like Punjabis got like some kulchas, some like sarso di roti, makki di roti and sarso da saag, and like South Indians got like fish, something special with fish, curries, like different state, different culture, different food. Like it's really good to go there and explore new things, food, cultures, everything. It's really good.
Are you guys both from the north of India?
Yeah, we are from Punjab, same state.
Yeah,
from different cities.
One thing that strikes me when I'm listening to all of you guys is just how many languages you must speak between you. How many do you guys speak?
I can speak three languages, English, Hindi, and like Punjabi.
But we can hear all others.
Yeah.
But not understand.
And you two?
So that would be two languages for us, Tagalog and English. Mm-hmm. English is like our second language.
Yeah.
Yes.
It starts in school. So all of our schools teach the English language.
What's the difference between Filipino and Tagalog?
It's actually the same. I don't know why it's called Filipino as well. Filipino for us is the people.
The citizenship.
The citizens. Yeah. The citizen. And the Tagalog is
the language,
the native language. Mm-hmm. Although we have different languages in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Visayan language, we have Ilocano. So that's different dialects as well. Different regions.
That's great to clear that one up. I think some people get confused.
We're also confused.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, is it different? Because it sounds different.
It's the same.
Just the same.
Tagalog and Filipino is the same.
That's a new thing. Well, we speak Hindi, Nepali, and English. So it's basically three languages.
And again, you start learning English in primary school? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing. For lots of people in New Zealand, that's something that's very, very hard to understand. Yeah, we might do languages in school, primary school or high school, but it's very rarely continued throughout the education. Well, I would like to say thank you very much to all of you for coming in and for doing your first ever radio show.
Thank you so much.
I also want to point out these guys just met each other for the first time this afternoon, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you're having good rapport.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Loving it.
We've got Suprema, Sohana, Maria, Micah, Vasim, and Guri, and the other two members of the group who couldn't be here today are Red and Asma. So you will hear from these guys as they move forward. The next show, we've got Maria, Micah, and Red. The Filipinos are up to tell us about something related to student well-being. We'll look forward to that. Any final words before we conclude the show today?
Thank you for giving us opportunity to come here.
Yeah.
We're very happy.
Yeah. We're very happy to meet each other.
Yes, and very excited to our future shows.
Yeah.
For to tell us about our culture and to know about different cultures also. Yeah, that's a great thing for us.
It's a really nice opportunity, isn't it, to share?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a great platform to share each other's story and culture.
Yeah. And to know different people.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I'm sure everybody will look forward to your upcoming shows. Yes. Kia ora.
Thank you.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Thank you.
Walking down 29th and Park, I saw you in another's arm. Only a month we've been apart, you look happier. Saw you walk inside a bar, he said something to make you laugh. I saw that both your smiles were twice as white as ours. Yeah, you look happier, you do. Ain't nobody hurt you like I hurt you, but ain't nobody love you like I do. Promise that I will not take it personal, baby, if you're moving on with someone new. Baby, you look happier, you do. My friends told me one day I'll feel it too. And until then I'll smile and hide the truth, that I know I was happier with you. Hey yeah, hey yeah, hey yeah. Sat in the corner of the room, everything's reminding me of you. Nursing an empty bottle and telling myself you're happier, aren't you? Well, ain't nobody hurt you like I hurt you, but ain't nobody need you like I do. I know that there's others that deserve. I guess you look happier, you do. My friends told me one day I'll feel it too. I could try to smile and hide the truth, but I know I was happier with you.
do. I knew one day you'd fall for someone new. But if he breaks your heart like lovers do, just know that I'll be waiting here for you.